Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online, so if there's something you'd like to talk about or a Bible question we can answer, we invite your call now to 844-322-2742. Again, that number in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. And here, fresh back from a wonderful trip in California, is Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. I did have a wonderful trip out to Northern California. Was at a men's conference, and oh, boy, did we have a great time talking about the Lord Jesus and really just centering our time around the simplicity of the gospel, the basic gospel. And I got to see afresh, just, you know, standing face to face with a group of men, the power of the death, burial, and resurrection to shed guilt and shame and fear from people's lives, to empower them to walk into the newness of life and to really allow the love of God to express itself through them as they abide in the vine of Christ. So it was a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Saturday night, we talked about the cross. We talked about the forgiveness issue. I probably stood there for an hour and a half answering all sorts of questions, but real stuff. I mean, real meaty stuff. Folks really wanting to know how this plays out in day-to-day life. And, you know, as we answered those questions, you could just see, you know, the solid rock of Christ's love and forgiveness starting to grow underneath these men. And I think when they left that day, they left fully resting in the finished work of Jesus Christ. And that's what this ministry is all about, is helping people find rest in Jesus. And it starts at the cross. So I'm going to read, I think, one of the most powerful verses in the New Testament, Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Now, if you've never settled the forgiveness issue, if you've never come to grips with the fact that Jesus took away your sins once and for all, you're really going to struggle in your relationship with Christ. Why? Because the cross, this taking away of sins and extending forgiveness to us through faith in Jesus, is the first place the love of God was really demonstrated in vivid color for us to see. And if we don't understand the love of God that was demonstrated there, we're not going to understand the love of God. So we have to settle this issue. And I know there are people listening today that are worried sick that God is going to punish them. They may be in a situation right now that is bleak and dark, financial reversal, a loss of a loved one, a health issue. And they may be sitting there thinking, this is God punishing me for some sin that I've committed in the past. Well, let me set the record straight. God is not punishing you for your sins. All the punishment for your sins went upon Jesus.
Right.
He took your sins. He who knew no sin became sin on your behalf, so that you might become the righteousness of God in him. So 2,000 years ago, he looked down the corridor of time, and he saw every sin that you were ever going to commit, from the time you were born to the time you would die. And he took all of those sins upon himself. He stepped into your shoes. And what he did was turn aside the wrath of God that was directed towards you. He turned that aside, and it beelined toward him. And he took the full wrath of God in death. And he died to pay your sin debt in full. That is the demonstration of God's love that you need to recognize, you need to receive, and come to grips with the fact that if you're in Christ, you are a forgiven person. Settle that issue. Settle it today. I guarantee you it will revolutionize and transform everything about your life, your relationship with God, how you see this world, how you start connecting with other people. This is the starting point. Get it settled right here, right today.
Well, the evidence of the message received has to be a thrill. It really is. I've said that for so many years, and we see it so many times.
the evidence of a changed life. And when that message takes, it really takes.
It does take. It absolutely.
844-322-2742. Plenty of open lines right now. We want you to be a part of this edition of Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer. I'm Bob Davis. We thank you for joining us, but we really want you to join us by phone. Pose that question. If you've had some issue you'd dealt with and would like to discuss it, this is the best opportunity. 844-322-2742. Well, here's one for us, guys, and this is from a listener in Texas who requested to remain anonymous. She says, my husband has been calling me names and is very mean. He has been taking off from work a lot, drinking. Everyone would be shocked because he is quite different around others. He accuses me of everything. I've told him that it seems like he is unhappy with himself, and he lashes out at me. Then he goes off on me and tells me to stop trying to be his psychologist. Please give me some advice. And that's, again, from an anonymous listener in Texas.
Well, that's a tough tough situation, and what's a wife to do in that situation? She's certainly weaker than her husband, and so I'm sure there's a sense of fear that if she says something in his anger, he may do something that will really hurt her.
Sure.
So she's seen that anger and is seeing that anger up close and personal. I think if that anger shows up and he becomes belligerent and becomes mean, the best thing that she can do, the best thing that you can do in this situation is turn and walk away.
Yeah.
Don't stand there and try to talk. Don't stand there and try to discuss the issue. Don't stand there and try to make him feel better. You turn and walk away because you do not deserve to be treated like that.
Right.
Don't let any man be mean to you. If they're mean to you, turn and walk away until they can calm down and carry on a conversation with civility and with some measure of respect.
Yeah.
If you give in to it, you're just becoming an enabler. Mm-hmm. And if you try to stand and take it, and I know there's many wives out there that say, we're supposed to be submissive, and they think what that means is just take the abuse, stand there and take the abuse. Don't take the abuse.
No.
Turn and walk away. And then when he calms down, you can have a conversation.
Yeah, because it's really clear that he's dealing with something, and he hasn't chosen to say what that is yet. And so until he's ready to face reality himself and come to God for that help, she's not going to be able to participate in the solution.
Yeah. No, absolutely not. And I think she's probably spot on with her analysis that he is unhappy with himself.
Yeah.
He's covering up some fears, some pain, some inadequacies, insufficiencies in his own character, in his own life. Maybe he's not as successful as he thinks he should be. There could be all sorts of reasons that he is fearful on the inside. And with men, that fear usually manifests itself in anger.
Yes.
And that's one of the dangers of fear. And that's why we need to get connected to the love of God. Why? Because that love of God will deal with the fear issue. And once the fear issue has been dealt with, then the anger issue follows suit.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So don't stand there and take that.
Well, Bob, we're looking at the end of our fiscal year coming up at the end of this month.
We are, June 30th, and we certainly want to finish this fiscal year strong. So we need your help. I think we announced at the beginning of this month we needed $199,510 to meet our year-end goal. So we need a lot of people to help us. And a gift of $30, a gift of $100, a gift of $500 will go a long way in helping us end this year strong and get ready for the new year, July 1st.
Right.
And what happens in this month will really shape what's going to happen over the next 12, some of the decisions that we will need to make. Mm-hmm. So we need your help. We need your support. And when you support, you're really helping connect people to the love of Christ. You're helping them experience rest in Jesus Christ, just as I saw this weekend with so many of those men really coming to the first time in their lives to that state of rest in Jesus Christ, letting go of their works and resting in the finished work of Jesus Christ. So we ask you to give. We ask you to give generously in advancing this good news of Jesus Christ through the airwaves, through the internet, through every channel possible,
right,
so that more and more people can get connected to the love of Christ.
Absolutely. And you can donate either of two good ways. You can call and speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. Again, that number, 844-412-2742. Or click donate on any page at basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go out to Colma, California, to Ray, listening to us on KDIA. Hi, Ray.
Hey, Bob, how are you? It's Ray you know from the Bay Area.
Yeah, nice to hear from you, my friend.
Did you come to see Craig Roberts about a couple months ago, or was that way back? Because I heard you on the radio, and he was talking to Craig Roberts, and he's, you know, represents San Francisco for different, you know, things on the radio.
Ray, I'm not. That's probably something that you're hearing from a while back, and.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought, wow, I heard on 1100 AM, maybe a few months back. I thought, wow,
yeah, I
Bob
was probably on an interview program out there. So, for my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Well, what's on your mind, Ray? Do you have a question for us today?
Just saying, you know, I find, you know, more and more over the years that you guys are teaching correct, you know, because there's so many, they still refuse to see that when you're forgiven, you're forgiven, and they keep thinking if you say you don't ask for forgiveness that you're licensed to sin or something. Nobody's saying that. You guys aren't saying that.
And here's the deal, okay? We like to hedge bets, don't we? We see, you know, people hedging bets in the stock market, trying to make a play over here and hedging it with some other play just to minimize losses. And that's how we think as human beings. So we do the same thing as far as our relationship with Christ is concerned. He's finished the work. Our responsibility, and that's one of the big questions that people have, well, what is our responsibility? Well, it's simply to believe and rest in what Christ has accomplished for us. I mean, we don't have anything to offer. I mean, there's nothing that we can bring to the table that God is going to look at and say, wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, he's impressed with Jesus. He was satisfied with the work of Jesus. Now, faith says that we're satisfied with the work of Jesus. Now, folks will kind of go that way and say, yes, I know that Jesus took away all of my sins, but I want to hedge my bet.
Yeah, in case he didn't.
That's right. So I'm going to keep asking just to make sure. So I think many people are trying to do that, to hedge their bet, just to feel a little bit safer. You know, say, at least I've done something. Well, you know, God isn't real pleased with that. He's not excited about that. What really excites him is when you fully rest in the finished work of Jesus. Either you're going to trust what he did or you're not going to trust what he did. It is as simple and black and white as that. Faith trusts, and when faith trusts, faith rests. And that's what God has called us to.
That's why, you know, I understand the confession part, it's just the idea. It's not the sin part. Like if I confess, I say it because I'm in Christ and not in the know. I mean, he knows it, but it eases my conscience and I can grow. But I'm not asking him for forgiveness, because if I'm ever 1 minute out of forgiveness, how am I in the family? Do you agree with me? It seems you wouldn't be, right? If there's one time you're not forgiven, what would you be forgiven and unforgiven? You know, that wouldn't make sense. How would you know then? You sure wouldn't know then.
Well, if there's one sin that's not forgiven, then Jesus didn't complete his work. And if Jesus didn't complete his work, we're all in trouble.
Oh, yeah, because all it would take was one mess up in the future, then you're out of here, huh? I mean, then.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Ray, sure appreciate.
Keep teaching the right way. Yeah.
Well, thank you, my friend. Thank you for the encouragement. Always love hearing from you, and appreciate you joining in on today's broadcast.
Like to get up there one of these days. It was 08. Boy, oh boy, this August would be, 8 years ago? Shoot. That's 05 when you came to in the Bay Area by Hayward, or one of those little areas you're there. I can't remember exactly which one, but that's when I first met Bob. Is he doing okay before I go real quick? Senior Bob?
Just keep praying for him. He's got a lot of health things, so keep praying for him, okay, Ray?
Okay, you take care. God bless you.
Hey, thank you, my friend.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jan, listening to us in Queens, New York on WMCA. Hi, Jan.
Hi. I think it's very important that when forgiveness is being taught, which Jesus forgave our sins, past, present, and future, that also there's a difference between forgiveness and consequences. There's nothing that I've read in the Bible, and I haven't read the whole Bible, that says that God removes consequences. Now, he forgives us, and his sins we remember no more. But there are consequences, as it clearly says, we reap what we sow. So there are consequences because we're forgiven. That doesn't mean that we're not going to hit with consequences. And there are examples in the Bible.
Well, Jan, I agree with what you're saying. There are consequences, but God isn't sending those consequences to us. Those consequences are built into the sin itself, right? So Satan has come to steal, kill, and destroy. He uses sin, this independence from God, as the method to steal our joy, to kill our relationships, and to destroy us. So sin does have its consequences. That's why God is rescuing us from it, rescuing us first from the punishment of sin. He's rescuing us from the power of sin. And when we go to be with him, he's going to rescue us totally from the presence of sin. So we know that's the work of Christ. So when we choose to sin, when we choose, if somebody, is not happy in their marriage and they're believers and, they start talking to their secretary or somebody that they work with and start feeling a connection there, and then they choose to move in that and to submit to adultery and commit adultery, that's going to bring all sorts of consequences into their lives, as far as their marriage is concerned, as far as their kids are concerned. There's all kinds of consequences, but those are sin's consequences. That's not God bringing out punishment or trying to get even with us or any of that sort of thing. Those consequences are built into sin itself. So there's no such thing as choosing to sin without that sin affecting you or someone else in some specific way. So I agree, there are consequences. And that's why the Holy Spirit, as he begins to renew our minds and to transform us from the inside out, is teaching us to say no to sin. Why? Because God doesn't want us to go down that path and experience those consequences. He has called us to something better in Jesus. So
yes, and definitely the punishment is coming from the fact that we open the door when we sin.
Well, those are consequences. The punishment
is the consequences. A lot of people believe that once they're forgiven, then they're set free from the consequences, and that's not the case.
Well, they are set free from the Jan, let me jump in. They are set free from the punishment because the wages of sin is death. If we ever say that it's anything else, then we have just become soft on sin. The wages of sin is death. When Adam and Eve chose to sin, they died spiritually. We come into this world dead spiritually. Jesus took upon himself our sins. He died. Those who reject Jesus are going to experience the second death. The wages of sin is death. The punishment of sin is death. If we ever say that it's anything other than that, then we are soft on sin. So we're not going to be soft on sin. So when we experience the consequences of our sinful acts, that's built into the sin itself.
Yeah.
And we kind of look at that and say, God has called us to so much more.
Yes.
I mean, why did we walk down that path? Because sin deceived us. That's what it did.
Yeah.
And when we experience those consequences, we realize sin promises everything, but it delivers absolutely nothing. And part of this growing in Christ is learning that truth.
Mm-hmm.
Sin promises everything, delivers nothing. Jesus promises everything and delivers.
Absolutely.
He never disappoints.
Absolutely.
Well, Jan, thanks for your call. We certainly appreciate it.
Yes, we do. Richard, we have a wonderful offer for our listeners this
month. Yes, indeed. The all month we're looking at this topic of love, especially God's love. And Bob Christopher did a teaching on this a while back, and we've turned it into an absolutely incredible CD series called Love Is. Don't confuse this with the little booklet of Love Is, which is a short version of this whole teaching. And if you've been listening to us for very long, you know that we talk about God's initiative. God did this and this and this, reaching out towards us. The takeaway that I think you should get from this CD series is that everything in the definition of love is a representation of God's initiative to us. You hear, you know, love is kind or love is patient. We think those are descriptive things. They're not. They're active verbs that God does towards us so that he can do them through us to other people. And Bob goes into some great detail, wonderful information in this series. You will understand love perhaps as you've never understood it before. For your gift this month, if you will give on the website at basicgospel.net or through the letter that you've probably received if you're on our appeal list, as a premium, as our thanks for you giving and supporting the proclamation of this message, you can get a copy of this CD series. I highly recommend it.
Absolutely. And you can do that right now by clicking donate on any page at basicgospel.net or speaking with Billy, our operator. Again, that number is 844-412-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Thanks, Richard. Let's go to the Bronx and talk to Nazir. Is that correct?
Yeah, Nazir, yeah.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Yeah, question. I have a friend. She going to church. She was a Hindu and other religion. She started going to Christian church because she like it, right? And she started fasting, Daniel fast, 120 days fast. And she tell me she want to receive the Holy Spirit. If she fast, she receive the Holy Spirit. Is that true? If she start fasting, she can receive the Holy Spirit like that?
No, that's not true. You can't receive the Holy Spirit based on the things that you have done.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is a gift. It's a gift of grace. And it's you receive the Holy Spirit the moment you trust Jesus. So everything hinges on whether you believe Jesus for who he is and what he's accomplished, or you don't believe in who he is and what he's accomplished. So it all hinges on the person and work of Jesus Christ. So that's why Paul wrote in Romans chapter 10, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the message of Christ, by the story of Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And when a person, when their hearts are moved from the things of this world and centered on Christ, that's that repentance, and they receive Christ, at that moment they receive the Holy Spirit. And they're sealed by the promised Holy Spirit, and they're guaranteed that the Holy Spirit will never leave them nor forsake them. So having the Holy Spirit is the definition of being a Christian. If you don't have the Holy Spirit living in you, you can't be a Christian. So when you receive Christ, when you put your full measure of faith in him and him alone and receive him, receive his life, receive his forgiveness, then you also receive the Holy Spirit. He comes to indwell us permanently, never to leave us nor forsake us. That's the good news of the gospel. Well, thank you, Nazir. I hope that helps.
Yes, indeed. And we're sorry we won't get to Wayne's question. He has a question about putting on the armor of God, and it's a great question, Wayne. Hope you'll call early in the broadcast tomorrow. We'd love to address that question for you. Friends, I want to remind you also that when you sign up for Basic Gospel emails, you're going to have yet another way to stay connected with what's going on within the ministry. You'll receive a link to the daily radio program, plus news and information about ministry events. Just click the blue subscribe tab in the upper left corner of the homepage at basicgospel.net. And by the way, when you do, you'll receive our free ebook called Forgiveness, The Door to Life. Again, just click subscribe at basicgospel.net. Well, thanks for being with us again today, everybody. Very interesting broadcast. So now for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.